Pastor.
All right, Miguel Almaguer tonight. Thank you. And meantime, as so many people want to help, there is controversy swirling around one of the biggest charities of all, the Red Cross. There are critics raising questions about transparency and about how the money you give is spent. Let's get more on that now from NBC's Kristen Dahlgren.
When disaster strikes, Americans have come to expect donation campaigns by the American Red Cross.
Please donate now to help people affected by Hurricane Harvey.
But now there is a campaign against the massive aid organization. Hundreds of tweets like, "Don't give Red Cross your money." Very little, if any, goes to those that need it. The criticism mounting after a Red Cross executive interviewed on NPR couldn't say how much would go to Texans.
You don't know what proportion of the total amount is that relief.
No, I really don't.
In 2014, an NPR and ProPublica investigation found the Red Cross misstated how money is spent. After the devastating earthquake in Haiti, a report by Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley found one quarter of Red Cross donations went to administrative costs.
The Red Cross should be responsible to make sure they're very transparent.
The Red Cross disputes the critical reports and today promised 91 cents of every dollar would go to victims.
We are going to make sure that this money is spent to help people with food, with shelter, with water.
The watchdog group Charity Watch gives the Red Cross a B-plus overall.
They can do the heavy lifting at the scale that community organizations and churches and some of the other nonprofits are not going to be able to offer.
According to the Red Cross, it has already served more than 250,000 meals in Texas and opened over 240 shelters.
I want a blanket while you're sleeping.
A charity in the midst of providing disaster relief, now fighting a different kind of storm. Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News, New York.